All right, I'm just here. Okay, I can. Yep, because I can't write that quick. Tell me more. Yeah, right, so this is about 12 months ago. They did a thing. Was that the $500,000 reward or something? Well, that was something else.
No, 12 months ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
I only had Crocodile Hunter, so they stuffed up. So I rang up this Mr. Stanton from that Australia Picture Show, who's the director, Best Picture Show it is.
Yeah.
And I said to him, listen, mate, I think you're bugging up, you know, I might be from the bush.
Yeah. I mean, if someone wants to call themselves the truck driver, they can do that. Or if you want to be the media manager, you can fucking do that. Whatever you are, if it's something, that's what you are.
Yeah, the plumber.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, mate, let me tell you something you already know. Mate, they are fucking threatened of you like you would not believe. They are shitting their fucking pants, mate. He's concerned with conservating his own fucking bank account. That's what he's concerned about and
right.
Conserving.
And there's no research, no nothing that he's doing up in the northern areas of Australia.
He's upsetting a lot of people with a fucking He's upsetting a lot of people with the fucking helicopters and shit, as well as staff members, isn't he?
Yeah. Because
he doesn't properly consult with the community. He says he does, but he doesn't. Oh, mate, just totally deceiving. I don't hear nothing kind of about it. It's just bloody deceiving.
That's right. And the guts of it is now that after that conversation with them, they've really lost touch with the Australian public, because if they can't understand, if I make a statement like, if I make that sentence to you, listen, mate, that thing that you did last year to me with this trademark name, you don't even know that. And anyway, you just don't even know that. What about giving me an apology now?
Yeah.
Get Steve Irwin to call me or something, or this will go to the media and it'll blow his right out the water.
Well, mate, I guess all I need from you now is, can you give me the go-ahead to do something with this? What do you want to do?
Yeah. This is why we're only talking to you straight up. The coppers are only just left.
So what did the coppers just said? What we've been? What did they say? Well, at least they asked you. At least they didn't say that you had. At least they had the courtesy to ask.
I said I've made a phone call to the Australia Zoo, and then we started plonking the paperwork in front of them.
Yeah.
To see the picture.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, well, they've taken it out of contents.
Anyway, they implied that you were going to blow them up, and all you just said, we're going to go to public on this, whatever, we're going to blow this thing out of the water.
We're going to
you didn't say you were going to blow up his fucking mansion.
Yeah, we're going to go public with this story about him not even having a trademark name.
Yeah.
The crocodile hunter.
Yeah.
And that story's going to blow you fellas out of the
water. Mate, I reckon you get a fair bit of other support from other crocodile hunters around Australia as well. I mean, I think Keith Adams, Crocodile Safari Man, would probably be on your side as well, I would suggest. Mate, they're learning all the time. I've been just starting to promote you a little bit, and the word's got out.
I always say to people, they haven't seen me do much, but my products, if you look at them real closely, are pretty exclusive and exquisite. And
well, they're authentic and real, something Irwin doesn't know much about.
Yeah, well, you have a look at them closely, and if you see them in the flesh, like, we'll bring some down and show you when you come to Brisbane.
Well, I might be able to, I might book in advance for something to be part of the services, mate. I don't just take cash. I need something to promote. People are going to say, I need to have a look at this guy's gear.
Yeah, of course.
So, mate, don't pay me all in cash and beers. I want one of your backpacks. Put something aside for me.
The last bloke that did the recording
of this
CD, he picked him up because of his good work and so forth that he did. Besides playing him, I think he came up with a very, very nice crocodile skin guitar strap, and it was unbelievable. It was lined with sheepskin, the whole lot.
Yeah. Also, hey, getting off this business, I need you to know something. First of all, Mick, I absolutely love what you're doing. I need you to know that.
Yeah, well, the thing is, all we've got to do is be straight with the public, tell them that...
Yeah, Mick, yeah, okay.
That's bullshit that he's had to threaten me with litigation.
Yeah, sure.
He's had
yeah, Mick, I need you to know something else, which I know you're going to be able to grasp. What I do, mate, this is my livelihood. I live and breathe this stuff almost around the clock. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is my life. This is all I do. I promote stuff.
I'll see if you can flog that story off to somebody then.
Right. Mate, how are we going to... Okay, you and I haven't got it. We've got a bit of a verbal dealing place. I mean, I love what you're doing. What do we want to do as far as if I get this thing to the press? I mean, I can do that, and we can sort of start talking more official deals once we meet up in Queensland. What I'm saying, basically, mate, you don't want to see my telephone bill or my internet bill or my fucking legal bill. That's what I'm saying. But I want to make money with you and have fun. I don't want to cost each other its money. I want to make money with you.
Well, if you put me there in front, well, as a lot of the clock owners have said, I'm in a good position at the moment because I've just gone through a marriage separation after 22 years, and if I'm the main person that's liable, well, it's hard to get blood out of a freaking stone at the moment, eh?
That's right. Mate.
I've got a lot of product, but I've been doing the author trip and writing the books and everything, and
yeah.
I've got the product and the commodity.
Mate, you're doing the right thing. Don't have anything in your name. You're doing the right thing, mate, and have the swags hidden away. The whole world knows you're wealthy except for the bank manager. Keep the money in the family, mate. Between you and I, we'll move it around and they don't know where to go. All right. Brilliant. Hey, Nick, I'm going to do something with this stuff, okay? So basically, be prepared.
Yes.
You're giving me go ahead to do something with this.
Yes,
all right. All right. So obviously, everything that you've told me is the truth. Yeah, the guy from that Showtime, what's his what? I mean, they've lied. They sort of implied you were going to blow Steve Irwin's operation up, and say, and basically they were implying that there's only one person in the world that can call himself the crocodile hunter, which is Steve Irwin, what they were saying, but it's actually not the case. There's many Australian crocodile hunters, and you're as much of a crocodile or the crocodile hunter as much as anyone else. Yeah, and as we know, there's a lot of unhappy employees that used to work there as well. I mean, but that's another story, but he basically, he's very good at upsetting people.